Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom and welcome to Black Talk Radio, the absolute truth. I'm sorry about the delay, but for some strange reason our audio clip didn't work today. But that's no problem. Welcome us back to Black Talk Radio. We are the Tabernacle of Truth, Hebrew, Israelite, Nazarene Congregation to Think. And our show today is something that I've been trying to do something on for a minute now. And the topic of our show today is, can a man of the Most High truly be perfect? I hear people going, no. Well, we're going to turn around and look at that. But first of all, what I want to say is this. Shalom Yahada. This teaching is not for the Christian, nor for the Edom, nor for the heathen. This teaching is Racha Habayam, Yashariah Gam, Yahishariah, Asha Zahan, Zana, Salachim, Mayan, Abba Hayawa, Haha, Waya, Yahya, Yashelawa, Wayas, Shah, Lasa, Wach, Ha, Abba Yahawa, Ahaya, Gaal. Meaning, this teaching is for the 12 tribes of Israel. And the Israelites, which turned away from the Father Yahweh, that those to be grafted back into Abba the Most High again. Now, once again, the subject of our story today is, can a man of the Most High be perfect? That's something that we really need to ponder on to find out if that is something that can be done. But I know that pastors tell us, you can't no. But let's see from the scriptures and see what the scripture says. Now I'm going to go back to it and we're going to get started. Question: can a man of the Most High be perfect? Can a man of Yah truly walk in the way of the Most High? Is it possible for a man to live his life by the laws, statutes, and commandments of the Most High? If it's not possible for a man to be perfect, then how are we as children of the Most High supposed to live? That's what we're going to look at here, the Tabernacle of Truth, Hebrew Israelite Nazarene Congregation to Think. Some of us have been fighting in this war for a while, and we're led by the greatest general warrior there ever been, is Yahweh Shai. Ephesians 6, 10 through 18. Finally, my brothers, be ye strong in the Master, in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of Yah, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the evil one. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take on the whole armor of Yah, that we may be able to withstand in the evil day, having done all to stand. Therefore, having your loins girded with the truth, your tzitzits, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, having your feet shod with the preparation of the Besoroth Shalom, the good news of peace. Above all, taking the shield of trust, wherewith ye shall be able to quench the fiery darts of the wicked, and the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Ruach, which is the word of Yah. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Ruach, and watching thereunto all the perseverance, with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. I follow the general of this soldier. I am this soldier, and I will always be this soldier. Tawara wa, Faba. Tawara wa. We've been taught to believe the lies of the Christian leaders, heathen leaders, the so-called spiritual leaders for so long that when the truth is placed before us, we don't recognize it. One, because we've never been taught to see it. So how do we know what the truth of Yah is? How do we know what the truth of Yah is? Especially if we've never seen it before. But your Ahaya is Rahim. Your Ahaya is Rahim, merciful. We have been given, Sarachia, a great deception of the truth. Being given We've been given a great depiction of the truth being given to Saul on the road to Damascus. Acts 9, 8 through 18. But I'm skipping to verse 17 and 18. This is my main point. Verse 17. Ananias went his way. And he entered into the house and putting his hands upon him said, Akshaw, the master, even Yahawashah, that appeared to thee in the way as thou camest, hath sent me, that thou might receive thy sight and be filled with the Ruach HaKodesh. And immediately there fell from his eyes as if it had been scales. And he received his sight forthwith and arose and was Kodash, holy, holy. Unless the scales of religion have fallen from your body, your heart, meaning your mind, and your soul, you will not understand this teaching, period. Period. This teaching is not for everyone. It is for the Negro, Shemite, Nazarene. Verse 18. And immediately there fell from his eyes as it had been scales. I believe that those scales were the scales of religion. Period. They were the scales of religion because I believe that these scales were religion because at this point, Shuar walked in the religion. At this point, he walked in his religion until he came in touch with Yahawashah. He followed the way of the Pharisees and the fake Sadducees. Okay, the Hasmonean Sadducees, but he did not follow the way of the Zadokite Sadducees that followed the true way of the Most High. And see, Shaul walked in his religion, like I said, until he came in touch with Yahawashah. And after this meeting, Shaul no longer walked in his religion, but now in the way of the Most High. John 14 and 17. Even the spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. Period. Period. See, the church will always tell you, well, the Holy Spirit can't dwell in an unclean temple, which is true. But if that so-called clean temple is telling you to not follow the law, statute, and commandments of the Most High, that the law, statute, and commandments are done away with, then how can the Ruach be in them? Because the Ruach can only be in a man or a woman that follows the law, statutes, and the law, statutes, and the commandments of the Most High. We're taught to never question our so-called leaders, whether it be in school, religion, or government. This is foolishness. Most of you, especially the Nazarene, have approached your leaders one time or another with a question that was burning in your Ruach, and you needed this question answered, and you just knew that your leader had the answer. Your leader, the one that you've been under most of all of your life, Mama trusted him. Grandmama trusted him. By heritage, you trusted him. And you being an adolescent, you had to get this question answered because it was just messing with your mind. Because you just read something in the scriptures. You needed someone with more knowledge than yourself about the scriptures. And you knew, you believed in your heart and mind that your leader was that one. That one that could put your mind at ease about this matter. So you wait until the service is over and you get a split second with them to ask a question. And you go, here you go. I read something in the scripture and I needed to be made clear to me, and I really need an answer to it. And they say, okay, shoot. And your question is, can a man of the Most High be perfect? And before you get the rest of the question out of your mouth, the answer is no. No man can be perfect. None but Jesus. Now remember, we're still in the church back then. Remember, Yahweh Shah. And you try to defend your case. You said, I read in Matthew 5:45, be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. And you ask, why would the Mashiach tell us to do something that he knows can't be done? And at that point, your leader tells you, it's a parable. They jet away from you like you just spit in their eyes. They turn away from you as mad as a kicked hornet's nest. And you're still standing there, just as lost or even more lost than you were before you asked the question. Now, you're beginning to think you're crazy, that you didn't hear the voice of the Most High at all. Now you feel like a fool, and from now on you just, you know, you think you should keep your mouth shut and just go with the flow. Now you've been under this leadership for some years now, and you're spiritually nowhere. Dry bones. Like I said, a few years have passed, and you hear the voice again. You try your best not to hear it because you were thinking that it's the enemy trying to trick you again like when you were younger. But you feel that same peace that you felt back then. Then, just as you had to get your question answered, you just have to listen. You just have to listen to that voice. And that voice tells you, when you were younger, I set you a task, a question from me to you to answer. But in your youthfulness, you went to those that I didn't send you to receive an answer that you were supposed to find. And it goes to 2 Timothy 2:15. Study to show thyself approved unto Yah, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Now it begins to come clear. I needed to seek the answer for the Most High myself. Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of Yah and his righteousness, tzedak, zedak, in the normal English. Righteousness, just, perfect. And all these things should be added unto you. The fruits of the Ruach. Next verse, Romans. I'm not going to read this whole verse, but you can look it up later. Romans 8:11-41. But for me, it began. Abba began to teach me things in his word, his son, the written word, Yahweh Shah. One of the first things I learned was not to use the Greek. Do not study for the Most High in the Greek. It's the language of the heathen. You're going to the language of the heathen to understand the word of the Most High? It doesn't work. He gave his word, his son, to his people. 2 Ezra 6:56. As for the other nations, which also come from Adam, thou hast said that they are nothing, but like unto spittle, and hast likened the abundance of them unto drops that are fallen from a vessel. Isaiah 40:15. Behold, the nations are like drops from a bucket, and are counted as dust on the scale. Behold, he takes up the coastline, like fine dust. So while so many so-called leaders read it from the Greek, it's because their Christian false messiah taught them to read only from the heathen tongue. That's why when they teach their lies, they only come from their false teaching, the Greek, as their false Christ is the Greek. His name is, you know, that J word. It's Greek. It's not Abrayas. It's not Hebrew. Thou hast said that they are nothing but be like unto spittle. Looks like the word perfect. Let's look at that word perfect. The word perfect, something that is perfect, is complete and without defect or blemish. It might also be preciously accurate or exact. The word perfect can be used as a verb meaning, you guessed it, or to make something perfect. Note through the pronunciation of the difference. Perfect. Okay? Per, the B, capital P-E-R, small caps, F-E-C-T, as in a noun. Then you have perfect as the verb. It originally comes from the Latin, the word of perfect. I can't see me so lucky. It comes from the Latin meaning per or completely, and fersi means to do. Okay, as the noun perfect is the grammatical. My tongue is tied today. I'm sorry. Is the grammatical term referring to the tense of the verb, describing an action that has been completed. So, okay, yeah. The adjective being complete of its kind and without defect or blemish. The adjective without qualification, used informally as often pejorative. Intensifier. Third, the noun, a tense of a verb used in describing action that has been completed. Something regarded as perfective aspect. The word perfection, there's four different words of perfect or perfect in the Hebrew. The first one is the word shalom, S-H-A-L-A-M, and all of the Hebrew words that we're given are from the Paleo and not the modern Edomite Hebrew. Okay? That transliterated word is shalom. It means, the vine word from that is peace. The usage word is perfect, whole, full, just, peaceable. Okay? Shalom, complete, literally or figurative, especially friendly, full, just, made, ready, peaceable, perfect, perfected, quite, shalom, whole. The second word is tzadik, like as in tzadek, tizdadek, T-S-A-D-A-Q. Okay? And that word comes from the root word to be. Righteous, just, righteous man, lawful. Then we come directly into the straight word tizdadek. Just, lawful, righteousness. How can man, and I'm tongue-tied, how can man tell you that you can't be something when they don't know or understand the meaning of a thing? We find in Scripture itself that there are over 100 scriptures, over 100 times that the Scripture speaks out about perfection. And it speaks over 40 times telling man to be perfect. Not that we might be perfect or to try to reach perfection, but to be perfect. And before one of you Christians, who are not supposed to be here anyway, opens your mouth and puts your unlearned foot in it, saying he's speaking of a spirit, of the spirit of a man. I had someone tell me that before. He's speaking of the spirit of a man. Please, please be quiet. Study first. Because if you had already studied, you wouldn't be opening your mouth right now. Period. You would not be opening your mouth right now. Romans 10, 15 to 14. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in whom who they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the good news of peace, and bring good tidings of good tidings, Salachia, and bring glad tidings of good tidings. So if anyone has not learned these things, then how can one comment? Now let us take a look at these 40 plus verses from both the First Testament and the Second Testament. Now, before somebody turns around and opens up their mouth, all of the scripture verses come from the 1611 KJV Bible as they were written, and they come only from the 1611 KJV only. So before somebody turns around and opens up their mouth and start saying, I'm reading the wrong thing, I'm taking it straight from that scripture. And if you don't have that book, then, hey, it ain't going to sound right. But we're going to turn around and look at this. First one, Genesis 6 and 9. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generation. And Noah walked with Yah. Genesis 17 and 1. And when Abram was 90 years and 9, the master appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am Almighty Yah, walk before me and be thou perfect. Deuteronomy 18 and 13. Thou shalt be perfect with thy master thy Yah. Deuteronomy 25:14. But thou shalt have a perfect and just weight, a perfect and just measure shall thou have, that thy days may be lengthened in the land which thy master, thy Yah, giveth thee. Let's go to this one right here. 2 Samuel 22:33. Yah is my strength and my power, and he maketh my way perfect. 1 Kings 8 and 61. Let your heart therefore be perfect with the master, our Yah, to walk in his statutes and to keep his commandments as at this day. Yes, I know that there, I know, yes, y'all going to, but Jeremiah 17 and 9, I know, the heart is weak, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? But this verse was speaking about the ones that does not follow the way of the Most High, to do his laws, statutes, and command, and keep his commandments. Let's look at King Shlomo, 1 Kings 11 and 4. For it came to pass, when Shlomo was old, and that his wives turned away his heart after other gods, and his heart was not perfect with the master, his Yah, as was the heart of his father Dawid. We're going to have to turn around and do a part two. And like I said, forgive me for being so rusty because it's been a while since I did this. But the Most High has placed this on my heart to teach people that the lies of this Esau, Edomite, blue-eyed, blonde-haired, pink-skinned, sodomite, Sergio Borgia is teaching people the wrong thing. And we're going to do a part two on this so that we can go deeper into this. And what I want you to do is on line, as Scripture tells you in Isaiah, line upon line upon line upon line upon precept upon precept and precept, here a little and there a little. Study that word. Put that word perfection in your word. And you will see that we are to be perfect. Now, next week, part two, I'm going to show you how to be perfect. I thank y'all all for listening, and I thank y'all for turning in to us. And forgive me for being so rusty, but I thank you, especially all you Nazarenes, and I ask you to forgive me for not continuously teaching that I was supposed to because I was in myself and not thinking of you. I thank all of you. Bahashem Yahweh Shah HaMashiach. Baruch Baba Shem Abedanai. Yahweh. Hallelujah. Amen.